Well, the dangerous firefight continues on the ground and from the air across many parts of Australia today. And on the New South Wales far south coast, a helicopter contracted by the Rural Fire Service has had to ditch in a dam. The pilot did get out, but the aircraft remains submerged. The pilot is fine, we understand. There are more details being released about the federal government's response to the fires as well today. It's giving $60 million to each of the worst hit local council areas to assist in bushfire recovery. It's the first instalment in the $2 billion allocated by the government for its National Bushfire Recovery Agency. But it's been 10 days since fires destroyed homes and crucial services in towns along the New South Wales south coast, and some residents say help could have arrived earlier. Reporter Isabel Rowe travelled to Mallua Bay, where there's still no phone reception, and residents have set up their own services hub.
More than a week on from disaster, and Mallua Bay is being run by a generator, a beachside barbecue, and community spirit.
We literally don't have any power, and it's in the foreseeable future. We don't know when it's going to be turned back on. So no power. A lot of the septic systems up the back of Mallua Bay, they're all gone.
Kate and her partner Anthony Billette are running a makeshift services hub on the foreshore of their small beach town. For the last 10 days, their world has been very small.
We don't have phone service. We're pretty well winging it just as much as anyone else in Mallua Bay. We don't have any idea what roads are open or closed. A lot of people have just been living in a bubble and have no idea what has been going on outside bushfires.
To get messages in and out, residents have had to drive kilometres out of town to get reception. But an NBN truck parked on the foreshore has been allowing some residents to connect to the internet. Kate Woodbridge is from NBN Co.
Here at Mallua Bay, it's been a couple of hundred every day, and just today we've opened another truck down at Cobargo. That'll be there for a few days and then heading to Naruma.
Mallua Bay local Rebecca is now able to pay her rent, if not a few days late.
Oh, okay, thank you.
But even getting the message out to residents that this hub is here is near impossible.
I didn't even know this was here. I didn't realise that's what was happening down here until just a couple of hours ago. Yeah. So it is really awesome.
Do you feel like that services know you're here and are getting to you now?
Now I think they are. I think in the beginning they didn't. That was a bit hard. And also because of the road closures, and it made it very hard for everything. But, yeah, I think once it started to trickle in, we got that relief feeling. When I saw the army here yesterday, I was like, okay, we're good.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, and especially for further down south that are still very much in the fire way still, it's good that they're down there as well. So definitely they should have been deployed a whole lot earlier. Like, that should have happened way sooner than it did. But anyway, it's all happening now and we have a beautiful community. We're really, really lucky.
The setup on the beach has a portable shower truck and a barbecue. Brian Smith is doing lunch.
I've worked out, I've probably done 160 sausages, and we probably did egg and bacon rolls this morning, probably 40, 50, so yeah.
There's even a coffee van run by Canberra barista Lawrence Jacobson.
Well, my auntie lives just up the road, and my cousin lives in Mogo with her daughter, 1-year-old daughter. So they were on the beach here New Year's Eve, sort of sheltering from the fire. So I suppose we were back in Canberra, sort of enjoying ourselves, and it was quite hard to see what everyone else was going through. And then, yeah, we just thought yesterday we'd come down and try and. We know how to make coffee, so we thought we'd try and put some smiles on some faces, and even if it's just for a brief second.
Several homes have been lost in Mallua Bay, and the majority of the neighbouring community of Rosedale has been destroyed. Local Brian Smith says having no communication is tough, and there are some lessons to be learned.
I think the local services were really good. I'm not sure what, as a nation, we can do, but I think it's been a bit of an awakening that these things have got to be considered in the future, and I think it's very important for federal and state to be talking, and it's really important that we get local knowledge in on those sections as well, people to lead.
It's not known when damage to power lines will be fixed and power restored to Mallua Bay. And now that some people have been able to use the internet, they've seen warnings about the potential for more fire conditions tomorrow. The Rural Fire Service says anyone in a bushy area should be moving into a major town before the end of today, just in case.
Isabel Rowe with that report.